music. Jabbo, a Juarez-born Pachuco, living in Los Angeles, decides to go home by way of a joyride up into southern Colorado. Chick Blundy, Jabbo's L.A. girlfriend, an enigma, rock writer, and occasionally Jabbo himself. A simple story. Sailor meets Alice in a Tijuana bar. They get drunk and fuck, cry to believe together. They cross the border and travel by car, probably a Buick, from San Diego to Cortez, Colorado. They honeymoon in a small run-down mountain trailer. And at exactly the same time, Jabbo appeals to a persuaded chick to leave L.A., probably by motorcycle, for Juarez by way of Cortez. They go north to get south. In Cortez, the two couples meet, argue, fight, resulting in Sailor and Alice lying dead on the trailer floor. Jabbo and Chick, objects of a massive statewide search, escape by car, probably the Buick.
See how the rain falls from the sky. Drifting down from your high mountains, I but don't look surprised. You're going home. Yeah, you're leaving LA on a cloudy day, pushing the crowd away. You're gonna get away today, and you turn on. Tearing the clouds and closing the tear, yeah, but you're not surprised anymore. You're going home. Yeah, Mexico. Yeah, but you're not surprised anymore.
He's sucking on dust like his beard. He's sucking the green and Alice. I'm sucking on dust like his beard. And I want to be in Los Angeles where there's a bad enough, goddammit, but down here.
And the main hill apart of a dog.
Yeah.
Honeymoon,
direction I know. Out of Texas, head down to Mexico, up San Diego, California, Arizona, in 1, 2, 3, 4 corners of Colorado.
just for one night in our lives. I found this written in pencil on a small envelope on a nightstand by the bed in a rundown motel room outside Gallup, New Mexico. So we are all travelers in the wilderness of this world. We are all strangers on the highway. All we can do is try to be kind when we pass by. I clean this room, and I am your friend. Anything is appreciated, even if it is nothing. Sincerely, Cha-Cha.
She's from Lubbock. or right in front of our face. But it's always something that we're either running from or chasing after. Lubbock on everything. And I was standing in this long line at the post office, and there was this very elegantly dressed woman standing in front of me. And I tapped her on the shoulder, and I said, "Excuse me, ma'am, do you speak English?" "Yes, but do you?" My God, it's the very person that I hope to God I never laid eyes on again in my life. The worst date I ever had in Lubbock. Lubbock's paradox. It's contradiction. Everybody in Lubbock knows that there's fantastic times and horrible times. There is pure good and pure evil. And not much else in between worth mentioning. And everybody in Lubbock knows that that is the case. Everything has its opposites and spades. People say that all this Lubbock music is because of the water. Have y'all ever tasted the water in Lubbock? And some people say it's because there's nothing else to do. And if there's nothing to do, how come we always had so much fun doing it? Terry knocked at my door once for a date. And he said, "Run for your life, they're after us." And boy, we hit out running, we jumped in that car and slammed the door, and he peeled out down the block, and we hid all night long from him. I know Terry made that up, but we are still running for his life. Songs. And then our senior year, he pulled up at my curb in a brand new 1961 black V8 4. To take me for a little spin, hop on in. I said I wanted to break up with him. I never did like anybody who let their car go to their head. His defense was he'd only had it for 15 minutes. So we made up again. We used to drive out to the cotton fields south of Lubbock, park all the cars in a great big circle with the whole world, the horizon all around us. We'd tune our radios to the same station, XERB, XERF. I always say that, Del Rio. And we would dance in the headlights and howl to the Wolfman.
His first release on the highway in 1953, green Chevrolet, and is carrying an awful load for just a 15-year-old until he laid his mind on the center line and turned up a radio. Going 100 miles an hour down the blue asphalt line, listening to the Wolfman of Del Rio. And he didn't give a damn about the trouble he was in. Yeah, deep down in his soul, he just wanted to go. You could tell by the look on his face, he's all caught. Spaces of awesome speed, that good old American dream. And as she took her first release on the back seat of a 1961 black V8 4, just give up all control on that vinyl tucking road. Head breathing hard with a dark eyed boy that she barely even knows. Going 100 miles an hour down the blue asphalt of mine, listening to the Wolfman of Del Rio. And she didn't give a damn about the trouble she'd get in. Yeah, deep down in her soul, she just wanted to flow. You could tell by the paint on her face, she's all made up for the need. Her trade in some emptied out places for some speed. That good old American dream. Thank you. death for their lives until the bad thing has passed. And they sip and they smoke and they drink and they talk. Looking for something they lost that could never again be found. And it's crazy, yeah, crazy in the backyard, the bedroom, the kitchen, crazy out in the streets, all through all the cities. Smaller town, and most certainly seen some disease of the dreams about going down. And most certainly seen some disease of the dreams about going down. They're going 100 miles an hour down the blue asphalt of mine. Listening to the wolf man of Del Rey.
Myself, my heart, and a real Ohio.
showed him her gold teeth. But when he'd hold her little hand and the men out on the highway at the Paradise Motel land, all the Saturday nights when things weren't right between him and his wife, but just another couple on the High Plains Jamboree, playing out them sad songs they understand. It just another couple making jukebox memories, walking in the trucks hand in hand.
So it took up with the weight.
actress named Lucy Miko. And while she was hopping the tables and down at the hidey hole, and he met her on the sly when her daddy weren't around. Ah, but he stopped making yardage when he started messing around. He was a pride of the backfield, ah, the hero of his day. And he cared to fall for the red and blue, the one district Triple A. And his name made all the papers as the best they'd ever had. Yes, and nobody understood him when the great Joe Bob went bad. Well, it spread like a country wildfire. Something big had gone all strange. Joe Bob, the greatest halfback, was acting half the range. He had been seen out with this woman, getting drunk and having fun. He'd grow his hair and give up prayer till football days is done. Then he and old Loose Ruby robbed the Pinky's liquor store. I had a run-in with the law when there's a run-in out the door. And Joe Bob's fate was sealed for the next century. It traded in the pigskin for the penitentiary. He was a pride of the backfield, all the hero of his day. Never cared to fall for the red and blue, but Harry carried it all the way. And his name made all the papers and the best it ever had. Yes, nobody understood it. Nobody comprehended when the great Joe Bob went bad. It's not silly when she brings you your chili to grab a cracker and to strike her with a crunch. Cracker crunch. How much you love? And let them linger a while with your loneliness. just rolled her crazy eyes, started to dance. Oh, some time ago, back on the East Coast, in New York City to be exact, a bunch of artists and painters and writers and poets and sculptors and actors and dancers and architects all started feeling real superior to their ego counterparts out on the West Coast. So they all got together and they hired themselves a truck. It was a big, white, spanking new, shiny cab over poop with AM and FM radio, leather seats, and a naugahyde sleeper, with art arc and solid 24 karat gold leaf top printed on the side of the door. And they filled up this truck with the most influential heaps and substantial piles of artwork ever assembled in modern times and sent it west to chide, cajole, humble and humiliate the golden bear. And this is the true story. Yeah, a truckload of art from New York City came a rolling down the road. Yeah, the driver was singing and the sunset was pretty, but the truck turned over and she rolled off the road. Yeah, a truckload of art was burning near the highway, precious art. Scattered all over the ground, though a terrible sight, the person were to see it, but there weren't nobody around. Well, the driver went sailing high in the sky, the landing in the gold lap of the Lord, who smiled. And home. just a country boy without angel. It's just a country boy without hope. And I've been to Silver City's loaded rainbow, where I'll keep a janitor in my stove. I know that new daddy freight train, where I've been that new daddy line. I know that new daddy freight train.
America, red blue jacket pride.
another pain in the ass for the U.S. alone.
Thank you.
need money.
Thank you.
row. I was with Murderson M, a girl with a snapping turtle spine. Put your finger on old Murderson's back and nearly snap it off. I met Joe Harvey at this dance. I had a crew cut, red sport coat. They call me Rubber Legs. And now it is January 14th, 2017. So now I'm still standing, but roughed up and mean, kicking my boots at the record machine. Till I remember the dances, remember the chances, remember you glancing at me. So watch it brush off my pants, and I ask you to dance, and we'll touch once again with a song flying home. Thank you, Austin. You guys have been great. Thank you, Austin. Well, I was all caught up with myself on the highway now. Driving like a man on a hill, and I beheld an amazing sight. Was a lonely apparition by the roadside, standing there with the man in the wilderness and a halo in his hand.
Won't you give me my flowers? this world is where we need our flowers. A kind word to help us get along. If you can't give me flowers while I'm living, then please don't throw them when I'm gone. Won't you give me my flowers while I'm living? And let me enjoy them while I can. Don't wait till I'm ready to be married. And then slip some lilies in my hand. Don't wait till I'm ready to be buried. And then slip some lilies in my hand.
Thank you.